AM 1240, WJON, 936, 67 degrees right now. It's Chappie sitting in for Jay Caldwell, off for a couple of days. So we'll be without him for Stump Panel tomorrow. Heavens, what do we do? On the phone with us this morning is a gentleman by the name of Joe Schulte. And Joe is part of castingforacure.org. And Joe, we say good morning.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, everybody.
You're calling from the fine burg of where?
I'm on a hill north of Sartell.
Okay. So if anybody sees you standing out there, it's not Heidi. It's Joe Schulte.
Yeah.
You've got an interesting event coming up. It's in September. It's called Casting for a Cure. Is this your event, or is this something that goes on statewide?
No, it's kind of our brainchild. And we really conceived it this winter. Really kind of came out of loss and dealing with grief, loss of my mother-in-law, my wife's mother, Sandy. And we were trying to find something to direct some positive energy towards. And something that Sandy loved to do was fish. And so we started thinking about tournaments. And me being, somewhat an avid fisherman, I wanted to be hardcore and do, like a high-end tournament. And, you know, as we started to explore that and bring in other people, the direction kind of changed. And
always does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. There are so many tournaments when it comes to fishing out there. How do you get a brand-new tournament, and we say tournament, kind of is, where it stands out like this one does?
Well, I think the unique part of this is, well, there's a number of unique facets. The fish your own lake thing is becoming a trend in some tournaments, especially musky fishing, because lake associations don't like pressure on a body of water. And just in general, you have to have a DNR permit. It kind of complicates things. But the other side of this was there's a lot of fundraisers out there. I heard you don't fish. And that's okay, by the way. There's a lot of golfing fundraisers,
yes.
And we thought, you know, this is an avenue to go down that might bring in another group of people. And fishing involves a lot of people in the state, so we thought it would be a great direction to go.
Nice. Well, I wish I could say I didn't golf either, but I unfortunately have clubs.
Well, there's good news for that, you know.
Yeah, what's that?
It's a lot harder to make a fool of yourself fishing for the first time than it is golfing for the first time.
I fished as a kid, and, I grew up in New England, and we did a lot of brook trout fishing.
Yeah.
And I think this is what spoiled it for me is that, you go off into the wilderness of Maine and, there isn't a person for 50 miles around you. The maple trees are as thick as can be, as are the mosquitoes. And it was always just kind of a pain in the neck to go fishing as a kid because, it wasn't like here, you go out on the boat, you hit the lake and you sit there and you fish and you have a lot of fun. It was work back when I was a kid.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the cool aspects of this tournament is that we're not limited to one body of water. You can get out on that place where you find yourself most comfortable.
Well, now, this is what I want you to explain. You say it's called a Fish-a-thon 2009, raising $10,000 in the land of 10,000 lakes. First of all, how do you raise money for the Casting for a Cure?
Well, there's actually a number of ways we're raising funds, and one way is through sponsorship. We've got three walleye-level sponsors, Atomic Learning out of Little Falls, Venture Allies out of St. Cloud, and the Sandy Karsh Memorial Fund. And we've got a whole number of other sponsors. The second way is our participants, and that's really what the event's based on, and that is $50 to enter the Fish-a-thon.
How much was that again?
$30.
$30, okay.
Yeah, and registry is online. We're putting out brochures around town right now. But you would register and then fish event. And then we also have a silent auction. Like you were saying, we're gathering at the Blue Line Bar. You have to be there between 5 and 6 to register your fish for the day. And then we have a big silent auction. We've been getting quite a few great donations for that as well.
Okay.
And that's open to everybody. So even you could come in, walk through and participate.
So if I wore waders, I'd stand out like a sore thumb, wouldn't I?
Fishing crowd's usually pretty diverse, so you might find you fit in pretty well.
All right. So at the Blue Line, you're going to get together. This is what I find funny. You're actually not going to have any fish there, are you?
No.
No.
No. And that's one of the, again, the thing I like about this is we avoid the weigh-in, which, you know, as far as the resource goes, we don't want to stress the resource. If we go to one body of water and we are bringing fish in a live well, we can do the best we can, but we're still going to stress those fish. So this way, the person catches the fish, they take it out of the water briefly, they measure it on an official casting for a cure measuring stick, take a photograph with themselves, and they put it back in the water.
Nice.
And what we're doing is asking everybody to log those fish, and then when they bring that in on their record, we just verify that those are the fish they caught through the photos and give out the awards based on that.
That's pretty neat, I got to tell you. How many, by the way, we're talking with Joe Schulte here, castingforacure.org, coming up on September 12th, 2009. My question is, you've got all these people, you've got, you know, everybody fishing all these different lakes. How far out do you think people are going to fish and then be able to come back to the blue line that night?
Well, we originally put like a 50-mile radius on it, but we started exploring and people were saying, well, if we've got all day, you can start fishing an hour before sunrise. We've already got people that are committed to fish in the Alexandria area, so that's over an hour away. And if people are confident in that body of water, there's a good bite going on Leech right now. That's only 2 hours from here. So if you wanted to drive up there for the day and leave there at 3:30, you could be back, you know, in time to register your fish. So we didn't really want to limit it that way, and we think it's going to open up a lot of opportunity for people to fish that body of water of their choice.
Yeah, and like you said, it doesn't stress a certain body of water for a day.
Right. Nice. Well, the DNR, they require permits if you're going to fish a body of water for a tournament. So that was something that as we explored this, we talked to some other tournament producers, and that was a kind of a limitation that the more we thought about it, you know, why do we want to try and deal with this? We were looking at the Mississippi River because it's a great fishery and it's right in our backyard, but the access was a problem, and then the permit and it just became more than once we started exploring the fish your own lake thing. It seemed to be the direction to go.
Nice. Tell us a little bit here. Did you say your wife's name was Sandy?
Tracy. No,
Tracy.
My wife's name is Tracy. Yeah.
And her mom was Sandy.
Yes. Sandy Karsh passed away this past winter, November, and I think that was really kind of the it was galvanizing for the family, and the fact that it brought them together. And you know, it really, when you see somebody go through cancer, it kind of spits you out in a spin cycle on the other end, and you're left to grieve. And after a while, it just, I saw Tracy dealing with this, and we were kind of saying, you know, what can we do? Obviously, we can't cure this, but how do we take a positive direction, or find some positive energy towards, battling with cancer? And so that's really where this came from. And, you know, I would say it was my idea, but my wife has really run with it completely. She's an awesome organizer and definitely the director of this. So I came up with it, dreamt this big thing up, and then she started pushing on it. And I said, you know, we need to be realistic about this. Let's take a planning year. Let's take this year to plan. And as soon as she kind of saw this on the horizon, she said, no, we're going to go for it. At that point, we opened it up to our family and friends and said, if anybody's interested in joining us or helping us on a committee, please step forward. Well, we had 19 people step forward.
Wow.
And we've just had some phenomenal help on this committee. And it's been, you know, there's only so much that Tracy and I could do with this. And the committee has really taken it to a level we never anticipated in the first year.
Interesting. I guess part of the grieving process and the healing process is, you know, you kind of keep busy. And when you have something that you're actually helping out the cause for, it has got to be tremendously healing.
Yeah, you know, and that's, I don't know if it's the get busy living thing or what I would attribute it to necessarily, but it's definitely been something to put that energy towards. And yeah, it's been awesome to see my wife kind of come back to herself, you know, the person that I knew, and for that matter, the family really come together around this. Tracy's sister and her two brothers have done a lot. Sarah and Cy Cords have done a lot of the graphics, marketing, advertising, and just awesome, phenomenal stuff, and we've gotten really great feedback on it.
And how long did Sandy live with cancer? How long did you know?
Well, she was diagnosed actually Christmas Eve of 2007 and passed away in November 2008, so 11 months.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it was multiple myeloma. One of the twists of the story, and, you know, Sandy, unfortunately, is not the only person in our family who's been affected by cancer. My mom had inflammatory breast cancer in 2005, and she's been in remission for 3 years. So really, almost the opposite side of that. We've been blessed with health, and she's been living fully since then. But, you know, they both went through treatment, and that treatment is absolutely daunting. And, you know, one of the things that helped was a local support. The Corinth Cancer Center was awesome, and we're looking at directing our funds towards that this year,
mm-hmm.
Primarily patient treatment and support. They both received awesome support. You know, the outcome aside, going through that and maintaining some kind of standard of living while taking treatment for cancer is important, and that's one of our driving factors in this fundraiser.
Well, Joe, to you and Tracy for, you know, putting on the Casting for a Cure Fishathon, this hats off to you, because this is not an easy task to take on.
Well, thanks, and, you know, we absolutely appreciate your interest and involvement and getting the word out, and I'd ask everybody to look for the signage and the brochures, to check out the website, register. We're opening it to the first 200 right now. We think that's about our max that we can handle this year, and, you know, we're already talking about next year, and of course we've got to get through this year first.
And the planning never ends. You can check out the website. It's castingforacure.org, and right on the front there, I love the buy a bobber for $5. I love that.
That's another one of our again, that came out of a couple of committee members who said, we want to do something like this, and we said go, and they've taken it on, and it's going to be cool.
Nice. Well, you can donate there, you can sign up, you can register, you can find out all about it. Joe Schulte, good luck. September 12th, Casting for a Cure Fishathon. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, take care. That's an interesting little thing. If you fish, or even if you don't fish, you can still donate and still help out awards. There's a lot of fun to this, and you can even visit the story of where Casting for a Cure came from, raising $10,000 in the land of 10,000 lakes for cancer research and resources. It's 9:49. We're going to take a little break. Come on back here with AM 1240 WJON.
Moms and grandmas, this sale is for you. Get huge savings at My Little One.